Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. There have been numerous aftershocks on New Zealand's South Island today following a powerful 7.8 magnitude quake earlier in the day near the resort town of Kakura. John Key, New Zealand's Prime Minister, visited the quake site.
Sadly, on the best information we have, there have been two fatalities. At this point, we're unable to give you precise information of what caused those fatalities. In terms of getting a better assessment of what happens next, we have military helicopters that are available to us.
Communications have been disrupted and roads damaged in the affected area. You might remember a 6.3 quake in Christchurch in 2011 killed 185 people. It caused widespread damage. Muslim leaders in Mauritania have urged authorities to execute a blogger who has been sentenced to death for apostasy for challenging decisions taken by Islam's President Mohammed. The blogger has been in custody now for 3 years. If carried out, his execution would be the first in the country since 1987. Suicide bomber killed 6 people, wounded 6 others today near the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. The bombing also came as Shiites prepared to end a 40-day mourning period commemorating the 7th century death of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein. A committee of Israeli government ministers has approved a bill to legalize Jewish settlements on private Palestinian land. The measure must pass multiple readings in parliament and be approved by the Supreme Court. Israel regards the settlements as part of its security and says the Palestinian refusal to recognize a Jewish state is an impediment to peace. This is VOA News. A new wave of violence has struck western Myanmar, also known as Burma, with heavy fighting reported in Rakhine State. Government forces near the border with Bangladesh have been hunting insurgents linked to attacks authorities say killed 9 police last month. Vikram Nehru, an analyst at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, said gaining accurate information is very difficult.
The reality is that there is no access by any members of the international community to these areas. So it's very difficult to tell whether the violence is the result of insurgents attacking Burmese soldiers or whether it is because of the heavy-handed tactics, perhaps, of the army in the area.
Meantime, the government says police were ambushed Saturday by dozens of attackers. 1 soldier and 6 attackers were killed. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has announced that Republican National Committee Chairman Rance Priebus will be the new chief of staff. Meantime, European Union foreign ministers, minus Britain, France, and Hungary, met Sunday in Brussels to discuss the possible impact of a Trump White House on European relations with the U.S. University of Denver scholar Jonathan Edelman spoke to VOA about the foreign ministers not attending the meeting.
I think it reflects a fundamental division there, because after all, the British are the Brexit, they're on their way out. The Hungarians are very conservative, very right-wing. And the French, there was a recent poll in France that pointed out that 57% of Frenchmen would like to think about leaving the EU, and they'd rather be French than European. So I think the fact that those three were not there isn't necessarily a sign at all that they were anti-American. In fact, with the British and the Hungarians, I would say, especially the Brits, they're very pro-American.
Meantime, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Mr. Trump spoke by telephone today. Mr. Xi congratulated Mr. Trump on his election and agreed to meet at an early date to discuss the relationship between the two countries. Bulgaria's Socialist Party candidate has won the presidential election, leading to the resignation of the country's prime minister. Former Air Force Commander General Ruman Radev, a Russian-friendly political novice, won nearly 60% of the vote. Prime Minister Boyko Boryskov congratulated Radev and then announced his resignation. Leon Russell, who performed, sang, and produced some of rock and roll's top records, has died in his sleep at the age of 74. No other details were available. Leon Russell last performed live at a concert in July this year. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.